Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 26.
And it shall be, when you come into the land which Yahweh, your Elohim, is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the fruits of the land which you bring from your land, that Yahweh, your Elohim, is giving you, and shall put it in a basket, and go to the place where Yahweh, your Elohim, chooses to make his name dwell there. And you shall come to the one who is Cohen in those days, and say to him,
I shall declare today to Yahweh, your Elohim, that I have come to the land which Yahweh swore to our fathers to give us.
And the Cohen shall take the basket from your hand and place it before the altar of Yahweh, your Elohim. And you shall answer and say before Yahweh, your Elohim,
my father was a perishing Aramean, and he went down to Mitzrayim and sojourned there with few men. And there he became a nation great, mighty, and numerous. But the Mitzrites did evil to us, and afflicted us, and imposed hard labor on us. Then we cried out to Yahweh, Elohim of our fathers, and Yahweh heard our voice and saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. And Yahweh brought us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, with great reverence and with signs and wonders. And he brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now see, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Yahweh, have given me.
Then you shall place it before Yahweh, your Elohim, and bow down before Yahweh, your Elohim, and shall rejoice in all the good which Yahweh, your Elohim, has given to you and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you. When you have completed tithing all the tithe of your increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, to the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, and they have eaten within your gates and have been satisfied, then you shall say before Yahweh, your Elohim,
I have put away the Kodesh portion from my house, and also have given it to the Levite, and to the stranger, and to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all your command which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commands, nor have I forgotten. I have not eaten any of it when in mourning, nor have I removed any of it for any unclean use, nor given any of it for the dead. I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, my Elohim. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look from your Kodesh dwelling place, from the Shemaim, and Barak your people Yisrael, and the land which you have given us, as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Today, Yahweh, your Elohim, is commanding you to do these laws and right rulings, and you shall guard and do them with all your heart and with all your being. You have today caused Yahweh to proclaim to be your Elohim, and to walk in his ways, and guard his laws, and his commands, and his right rulings, and to obey his voice. And Yahweh has caused you to proclaim today to be his people, a treasured possession, as he has spoken to you, and to guard all his commands, so as to make you high above all nations which he has made, for a praise, and for a name, and for esteem, and for you to be a Kodesh people to Yahweh, your Elohim, as he has spoken.